Welcome back to the Friday edition of the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. On Sunday, we put the turkey and the pumpkin pie behind us and turned our attention to Christmas as we started a new series called Uncommon Crown. And in this series, we're going to be talking about how God revealed his King, Jesus, to the world. And our big idea for this series is Jesus came into the world to establish his kingdom in our hearts. That the baby in the manger that everyone loves at Christmas truly came to be the king everyone needs and longs for. And with Christmas approaching, it's the time of the year when most people recognize and celebrate the birth of Jesus. I love the fact that we can focus on Jesus at Christmas time. We can turn on the radio and hear songs about Jesus on stations that would never speak about him any other time of the year. And we drive through neighborhoods where nativity scenes get set up and lit up. However, I think it's fair to say Jesus often gets lost in the shuffle of the lights and the presents and the trees and the shopping and the snow. And let's just be honest, he gets lost in all the Hallmark movies too. Jesus just kind of gets blended into the background or the wallpaper of the Christmas season. And in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, we get a familiar piece of scripture that points to the birth of Jesus. Isaiah says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And what's interesting about this text is that we're living in the middle of it. Isaiah says, "To us a child is born." That's Jesus's virgin's birth. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. That's already taken place. We see Isaiah says, "A son is given." That's God sending his one and only son, Jesus, to be born. Again, this is what we celebrate at Christmas. These things have taken place. But before Jesus could take the government upon his shoulder, he had to take the cross upon his shoulder. Before Jesus could wear the crown of glory as King of Kings, he had to wear the shameful crown of thorns and give his life as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. So the government on his shoulder points to a time when Jesus will literally rule and reign on this earth. And this hasn't taken place yet. So we're kind of living in the middle of what Isaiah wrote. So what does that mean for us this Christmas season? Well, Jesus said in Luke chapter 17 and verse 20, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." Jesus was saying his kingdom is already here, but not yet. The not yet part is when he comes to put the government on his shoulder, like Isaiah talked about. The already part is where it gets personal for us today. Until Jesus returns, his kingdom is already here because Jesus's rule as king is over those who trust him and obey him as Lord. Jesus's kingdom is already here because his kingdom is an invisible kingdom that resides in those who follow Jesus. It's already here because the government of our lives is to be on Jesus's shoulders. So the question for us this Christmas season is Jesus the king of my life? Do I trust and obey him as Lord? Is the government of my life on Jesus's shoulder? When we get there, Jesus doesn't get blended into the holiday shuffle. When we get there, we bring a bit of the kingdom to earth. When we get there, Jesus sits on the throne of our heart and lives. I pray that that's what happens for you and I this Christmas season. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for being a king who can identify with us, relate to us, and understand us. Thank you for being a king who is worthy to save us, change us, and give us new life and lead us. As we enter this Christmas season, may we keep you at the forefront. May you open doors for us to tell others about you. And may you sit on the throne of our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.